You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in NFL news, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 7 of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Luke Donovan. Alongside me, as always, my good friend Spencer Fleischer, and we are joined today by our guest, Jonah Grant. And today we are going to start off by talking about the current NFL MVP race and the guy leading, I think, in most people's opinions and in my opinion, is the running back at quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, obviously we're seeing him put up amazing numbers similar to Vic. He is the second coming of Michael Vick. He has a more accurate arm from what I've been seeing this season. He's been playing better than every single quarterback in their past six games. He has beat Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady. So right now, it is showing that he is the MVP.
Yeah, and I think Lamar Jackson has really evolved. And I think you could, if you're going to compare him to Mike Vick, he's Mike Vick 2.0 because he's a much better passer. He's arguably a better runner. I mean, he's on pace to break a lot of records. He's had two perfect pass rating games so far this season. I mean, in a 41-7 win where he didn't even need to play the full game against a possible division winner in the Texans.
RG3 in, and they put in their backup Gus Edwards also, who ran for 112 yards. As a backup, this Ravens team is looking like the best team in the NFL right now.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Headed into Week 12 of the NFL, you're listening to Fracturing Football, Season 3, Episode 7, only here on 91.3 WHJE, and we're going to go around, all five of us, make our playoff predictions and see which teams we think can make a late push, which teams that are already in are going to stay locked in, and just break down what our thoughts are on the remainder of this NFL season. Zach, you want to go first?
I'd like to start left to right so we can just go around the entire circle and I'll end.
Okay, so first off, in the AFC, it's kind of hard to pick against the Patriots being the number one seed. I do think the Ravens are better head-to-head, just overall too, but I just don't see the Patriots losing another game this season. And second, obviously the Ravens, they're the next best team in the AFC. And you got that followed up by the Chiefs, then the Colts at number four. I think they win the AFC South. I think they beat the Texans on Thursday Night Football this upcoming week and take the first place in the AFC South. Then we got the Buffalo Bills at 5 and the Houston Texans at 6. Then let's slide over to the NFC where we have the 49ers, I think, will be the first seed in the NFC, followed by the Packers. I think they will win their division, not the Vikings. Then you got the Saints 3, Cowboys 4, and then my wild card predictions are the Seahawks and the Vikings for the NFC.
So my predictions, I'll start with the AFC. I'm going to take New England with number one, like you said. I don't think they're going to drop another game. And two seed, I'm going to take Baltimore. They've been hot, and I think they'll make a push into the Super Bowl. And coming at the three seed, I think Indiana will take that with a four seed Indianapolis, with a five seed of Houston and a six seed of Buffalo. And in the NFC, I think the one seed is going to be Green Bay. The two seed is going to be Seattle Seahawks. The three seed is going to be the New Orleans Saints. The four seed, the Dallas Cowboys. The five seed, the San Francisco 49ers. And the six seed will be the Minnesota Vikings. I think the 49ers will choke a couple games, and the Packers will push ahead, and the Seahawks will push ahead of the 49ers as well.
So I'm going to start with the AFC. Up first, I've got Baltimore Ravens going number one. Number two, New England Patriots. Number three, Kansas City. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts, followed by the Bills and the Texans for the 5 and 6 spot. For the NFC, I think the Saints are going to go number one, followed by the Seahawks, then the Niners, the Packers, the Cowboys.
All right, Luke. So for yours and my predictions, we're going to try and break down and see what the possibilities are for the schedules as well as the playoff picture.
Yeah, and to start, I'm going to start with the AFC, and I think at the number one spot, certainly, I think the Patriots are going to get there. Even if they drop a game, I think the Ravens drop one too, so I'm going to have to agree with Zach and Joe on this one. I think the Patriots...
It's also hard for the Patriots to drop a game. They have Dallas at home. Maybe they'll drop the one at Houston. They have Kansas City at home. They play Cincinnati in Cincinnati, but obviously that's an easy game. Then they have Buffalo and Miami both at home. So this schedule, it's just not likely for them to drop another game.
Yeah, and then number two, I think certainly the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, Lamar Jackson has shown that he's going to be a dominant player in the NFL. I think they're just one game too far behind on the Patriots, but certainly you can make the argument that they are a better team.
I mean, obviously Lamar Jackson, he's playing Madden, he's running around, he's faster than everyone on the field. Lamar Jackson is basically a Madden quarterback. He runs around. He has 60-yard rushes, and you really don't see that in the NFL by quarterbacks.
No, he's pulling people down the field, too. I mean, in the offseason, he got way stronger. Definitely been working on those legs. I mean, he's able to avoid a lot of big hits, too, so he can stay healthy. And he can still take the contact when needed and get back up. So, I mean...
And then I got an interesting one for you at number three. I think the Oakland Raiders are going to pull it out. I think they're going to – they have a matchup with the Chiefs. The
Oakland Raiders in the Chiefs division.
Yeah, you think they're going to beat the Chiefs in 2 weeks. I genuinely think the Raiders have it figured out. I think Josh Jacobs goes against a poor Chiefs run defense, has two touchdowns. And
oh, yeah.
I think Derek Carr, very solid quarterback. We've seen him lead the Raiders to the playoffs before. I think he could do it again this year. But tough matchup with the Chiefs. But other than that, I'm not really too scared of their schedule. So the Chiefs definitely a little bit of a harder schedule there. So I think they could maybe fall down to the wild card. And then at number four, none of you picked this one, the Houston Texans. You know, typically we always see the Colts and the Texans split. And I think they're pretty evenly matched. I think there's a lot of injuries around the Colts right now. Coming into a short week, T.Y. Hilton may play, may not. Not going to be 100% for that game. So I think the Texans are going to win that game, go on to just stay ahead of the Colts. And so I think they get the 4 seed. And then now at the 5 seed, the Chiefs, of course, losing to the Raiders and the Patriots. But other than that, I still think they will get to the playoffs, but it'll be a tough road for them to try and advance. And then at number 6, I'm going to round it out with the Steelers. I think their defense... stay strong. I genuinely do. I think the Steelers, they're going to be able to win some games down the stretch, and they're going to be able to perform, possibly get to 9 wins on the season. That's all they're going to need to do to make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Steelers' schedule is not hard for the rest of the season. They have Cincinnati next week. They maybe have back-to-back hard games with Cleveland and Arizona. Then they have Buffalo, the Jets, and then they end the season with a very rough matchup at Baltimore. So it's fully possible that the Steelers can rack up, let's say, 5 out of the next...
Four out of five games.
So they could rack up maybe 4 out of 5 games.
Yeah, and then moving on to the NFC now, definitely a little bit more top-heavy on this one. I think a lot of our predictions are very similar. I think the Packers do get the number one slot. I think the 49ers have a tough schedule, and I think the Packers, you know what you're going to get with Rodgers. It's just easy to pick them. And, you know, back to going at the beginning of the year, my prediction for the Super Bowls was the Patriots and was the Packers. So 2 1-seeds, a little questionable but there, but certainly both good teams and have definitely a chance to make it that far. And then at the number 2 slot, I think New Orleans gets that one. I think they're back to 100% now. I think Drew Brees and Michael Thomas have certainly definitely the best quarterback-receiver combo we've seen in probably over 2 decades now. I mean, just absolutely unstoppable. Alvin Kamara finding his strides in the backfield.
I don't know about that. The Tom Brady and Randy Moss, we've seen that. What do you have to say, Joe? Because I saw you shaking your head to Luke's comment.
Yes, Michael Thomas.
There's also Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne.
Yes,
Peyton
I was going to say.
No, Michael Thomas and Drew Brees are better.
Michael Thomas is better than Reggie Wayne. Okay,
You can't guard Mike.
Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison.
You can't guard him.
So can we compare Jerry Rice and Joe Montana to Drew Brees and Michael Thomas?
I think that's probably the one combo that's better in NFL history.
Okay, Michael Thomas has secured his spot as a top-tier receiver. I would probably rank him in the top 2. Arguable.
I think he's better than Hopkins.
But who would you have him be ahead of him?
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones and Michael Thomas are the exact same people.
Except Michael Thomas catches every ball. If Julio
is
better...
Julio is more dominant when it comes like to downfield running.
Julio is better right now than with Matt Ryan throwing for 300-plus yards in every game but 2, he would be having a better season.
I mean, it's just Michael Thomas's numbers are absolutely insane.
But, Michael Thomas, he didn't skip a beat when Teddy Bridgewater came in.
Okay.
That's the thing. He still put up 10 receptions, 150 yards, like in some games.
Look at Drew Brees' throwing stats, and he's throwing 30 completions, but only for 250 yards. He's not throwing the ball far. He doesn't.
Exactly. Michael Thomas does all the work. Michael Thomas literally is unguardable.
That's why
they knew he was going to go in.
That's why I'm saying they're not the best combo. I think Michael Thomas comes in 5 years ago. This is the best combo you'd ever see between a quarterback wide receiver.
The time where Brandon Cooks came in.
Yes.
And Drew Brees was throwing deep balls to Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks had three straight.
Drew Brees, when he's throwing
1,000-yard seasons with Drew Brees.
Like, when Brees throws past 16 yards this season, he's like 5 of 17 and has 2 picks. But when he's throwing like closer to that, he's has 75% completion percentage. So his deep ball is not there anymore.
He doesn't need to throw the deep ball because Michael Thomas is unguardable and you can't guard him.
At some point, you can just drop in a short coverage and you don't need people to drop back and you can just stop that.
Yeah, but the thing about that duo is they're so great at finding those holes in the zone coverage. They can find the slots right behind the linebackers ahead of the safeties, so they can just do that because they're that great.
You also forget that the check down option with Alvin Kamara, like that's why he hasn't gotten so many yards. He's throwing 30 completions, but it's because Michael Thomas is triple covered and he has to check it down to Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas is getting double covered, triple covered, and everybody else is they're dropping back 8 corners and like corners and safeties, like.
But you see, with like the Packers, Devontae Adams is getting double.
How many touchdowns does Devontae Adams have this year?
He has 0, but he was injured for 5 games. He was injured for 5 games.
0 touchdowns on the year.
He was injured for 5 games.
Yeah, he's played 6.
That's not important. They are 8-2.
All right,
they are the number 2 seed in the NFC.
Saints are 8-2 too.
But Packers are winning the tiebreaker right now, so you can't really talk.
We're gonna stop this Packers argument, fan. And I'm gonna say my. Playoff prediction. I have the normal Patriots and Ravens at the 1-2. I put the I'm kind of leaning towards the Colts at that 3 seed. I don't think that
y'all
they will lose many games, even
South
though
be a 3 seed.
Even though they are injured. The 4 seed, I'm gonna have to go with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are not. I don't think the Chiefs are gonna lose. At the 5 seed, obviously the Bills with that strength of schedule. Their schedule's not hard. They will make the playoffs. And then going at the 6 seed, the Steelers. I'm going to have to go with Luke. I may be a little biased because I am a Steelers fan. But I do think the Steelers could make the playoffs at the 6 seed. Then in the NFC side, I'm going to not put the Niners at the 1 seed. I'm actually going to go with the Packers. Or the Saints. I'm not really sure about that one. But I do think the Packers and the Saints will be the 1-2. I think the Niners will drop to the 3 seed. I think I'm going to have to stick with the Cowboys at the 4 seed, even though they do have kind of a rough schedule. I don't think they'll lose those divisional matchups. Yeah.
And that's all that really matters for them.
Divisional matchups.
All they got to do is beat the Eagles, you know, win the games they're supposed to. Or, yeah, beat the Eagles.
As long as they have
a
better record than the Eagles, then they've got a playoff spot. Yeah.
And then I have the Seahawks coming in at the 5 seed. And my bold prediction is the Falcons coming in at the 6 seed.
They're too far back.
The Falcons will win out. They will go 9-7, and they will get the 6 seed.
Their defense in the last 2 weeks has looked really good. It's not out of the question. They don't have that hard of a schedule. It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, but they made a coaching change at the defensive end. And they have the same amount of takeaways in the last 2 weeks than they did in the first 11 games of the season.
Yeah, but they're just too far back. I mean, they're at 3-7, and right now the Vikings are already at 8-3. So there's no margin for error. They don't even control their own destiny at this point. It's certainly a bold prediction. We'll see if it ends up.
They're also in the same division as the Saints and the Panthers, so they would have to beat out the Panthers and come in at that number 2 spot if they were going to hope for a wild card, assuming that the Saints don't end up with a worse record.
You know, that's all the time we have today for Season 3, Episode 7 of Fracturing Football, only here on 91.3 WHJE. For Spencer Fleischer, I'm Luke Donovan. Signing off here, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Fracturing Football, hosted by Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer, only on 91.3 WHJE. Tune in next time for more NFL updates.